Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KX4O activating the Fakir Amateur Radio Association General Services Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on the W4VA repeater located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fakir Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz per act. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as radio hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to amateur radio activities. Tonight's topic, of course, will be the Virginia QSO party this weekend, and we'll go through a few things, hopefully get a little bit of an idea of what every one of you is doing. I can talk up the multi-station out in Midland, Virginia. So without further ado, however, let me see if there's any EchoLink check-ins first, please. EchoLink check-ins. Go ahead. Hearing nothing, let's have general check-ins. Please proceed.
KL4BV.
KL4YCO. AK4GG.
KN4FPL.
KL4VNC.
KX4KU.
KS1PPY.
Okay, so far I have KI4BAD. Hello, Karen. And KO4YCO. AK4GG. Hello, John. KN4SPL. KO4VNT. KX4KU. Hello, Kevin. KS1PPY. Hello, Sippy. Anybody else?
Oscar Zulu Hotel.
N7IBB.
Hello, KO4Y Yankee CO.
KO4 Yankee CO, I do have you. Actually, that is a zero. This will be all the time. KX40, right? I got Gil and I got Brad. Anybody else? Okay, well, let's see here. Obviously, the announcements are going to be Virginia QSO party. I hope everyone's, be it big or little efforts, any effort is welcome and adds to the club score. And everyone has a good time. This is a fairly laid-back event. We do have the multi-station for W4V out in Midland, Virginia, at the, graciously donated by KA4RRU. And contact me if you would like to come by and just visit to see how a big contest station looks and works, and et cetera. It's quite a sight. And hopefully we can get you sitting down in a chair and do some contacts as well. We're going to have all sorts of vans all the way from 100 megahertz and down, basically. So that would be very cool. Anybody else have any announcements real quick? Go right ahead. Hearing none, let's go for check-ins. KR4BAB. Karen, condolences. I remember your mother very well. The field days have passed, especially what they did for us. So I'm so sorry to hear the passing. But please take our condolences and hopefully in a better place, if you know what I'm saying. Please go ahead, Karen.
Yeah, this is KR4BB. Thank you, John. Mom's celebration of life will be held Sunday at 2 o'clock will be visitation. 3 o'clock the service will begin. If anyone can make it, it would be appreciated. In Marshall Baptist Church in Marshall, Virginia, and so that's what I wanted to relay. Her call sign was KG4TMF. This is KL4BB.
Thank you, Karen, and thank you for that information. I wrote it all down, and I'll share the information far and wide on our internal network and everything. So thank you very much, and God bless you, Mother. And I hope your father is doing okay. I'll try to reach out to him as well. KO4YCO, please give us a comment.
KX4O, KO4YCO, good evening. And just wanted to just hop in and say hello, and just wanted to pass along my condolences. Karen, and just looking forward to monitoring some of the traffic this weekend for the QSO party.
Thank you. Can I get your name, please?
Sure. The name is Tyler here.
Excellent, Tyler. Thank you so much. Next time I won't have to ask you. But this one I know, AK4GG, Don. How you doing? Give us a comment.
Yes, good evening, John, and thanks for taking the net. I won't hog it too long. My condolences, too. I'm just sitting in front of a half-built Yagi antenna for UHF. It's missing two directors, and the rest of the directors are all put on with masking tape, but hopefully it won't rain too much. And I'll be able to stick that baby out there for the AQP. Anyway, back to you, K40, AK4GG.
John, that sounds exciting. Antennas, of course, that's my favorite thing. Awesome. I can't wait to see it, and hopefully we'll work you from the multi-multi station out yonder in Midland. AN4SPL, please give us a comment on what you might be doing for VAQP or et cetera.
Good evening, John, and all on the net. This is KN4SPL. First of all, condolences to Karen, of course. So sorry to hear that. As far as the QSO party goes, I've been meaning to get on the on your list on the groups IO, but I'm going to be fixed, and I'll be have the capabilities of 160 through 23 centimeters. So I plan to be pretty active down here in the shack. So that's my plan. KX4O, KM4SPL, back to net.
Excellent. Thank you so much. KO4VNT. Please give us a comment.
KX4O, KO4VNT. Good evening, John, and everybody there on the net. And Karen, just want to offer you my condolences. I lost my mother in this past May, so I certainly feel your pain there. And John, I may very well take you up on that offer. I have never worked with you so party. I'm going to be working my first event Saturday morning over at the Fred Nat Stadium, but I wouldn't mind coming up and checking that out. So maybe I could get with you later or go on the website or wherever I can get that information. But anyway, that's about all I have tonight. Just wish everybody well on the net, and I'll say 73, and with that, I'll turn it back to you, John. KX40, KO4VNT, back to net control.
VNT, what's your name? I didn't have that.
I'm sorry. My name is Greg. I'm over in Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Okay, Greg, thanks so much. And I've been sending out emails on our reflector with details. I don't know if you're on that, but otherwise I'll try to put some contact information on our main website just for this the final few days here so you can reach out to me. Yeah, it's a good opportunity to really put your teeth in it, even if you just come in and look at it. So, great. Forward to seeing you. AX4KU, Kevin, please give us a comment.
KX40, KX4KU, in the net. Good evening, John. Nice to hear your voice doing the net for a change. Condolences to Karen, W4KRN. Sorry to hear about your mother. I know what it's like to lose a parent. My plans, I'm just finalizing some stuff out for PQP. I did find out my signaling cable to my PS2000 went broke, but it's supposed to be here tomorrow, so I'll have it in time so I can do ready. Other than that, I look forward to talking to everybody over the weekend and hearing everybody's stories on Sunday night. And thanks again, John, for all you do for VAQP. That's all I have for tonight. KX4O, KX4KU, back to net.
Thank you, Kevin. Before we go on with KS1PPY, are there any other check-ins that I can put on the log here? Please go ahead first.
K1HTV.
K1RA.
N1BAT, no comment.
I have K1HTV, K1RA, and N1BAT, no comment. Any others? Okay. KS1PPY, go right ahead.
K4O in the net, KS1PPY. Good to hear everybody out there.
My condolences to Karen. I'm losing way too many good people these days. I have a friend of mine. I'm gonna have to. I may have my VATP participation may be truncated for attending a funeral in Augusta, Georgia. So we'll see how that goes. But I plan on trying to put the Battle Prius together with some radios to get out there at least Saturday morning. So I figure there's a spot up north that kind of hits four counties at once. So I'll try to hit a couple of those and work everybody from 6 meters on up if I can. We'll see how that goes. But it's good to hear everybody out there, and everybody good luck in the contest. KS1 PPY, back to net.
Thank you, Sippy. Gil, KM4 OZH, please go ahead.
KX40, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, John. Good to hear you in there. And let's see here. Laid back, you said laid back contest. The VAQP is a laid back. Well, I beg to differ. I sweat more in that contest than any other. So, anyway, but I have a good time. Good to hear that there's a Ferris going to have a multi. That was good news to hear that. I thought that was disappointing at first when there was not going to be one, and I give my condolences to Karen and her family. And let's see. So what am I? Good. So I got most of the gear in the car now, and I worked a park on the air station on 20 just a little while ago, and another park on the air station, and that was in Indiana, and then I worked one in South Carolina on 40. So those two bands are working, and I got to set my APRS up this evening, and tomorrow, or it'll be before Friday, I got to check all the bonding underneath the car. I'll go out to crawl around and see how that stuff is, if any of that's rusted away. So that'll check all those connections. And yeah, they're going to get my information on the Spark website here this evening. So still got things to do, but I'm getting there. KX40, KM4OZH.
Thank you, Gil. It does remind me that VAQSOparty.com is a good place to go get some downloadable documents with the abbreviations for the counties and cities, as well as the U.S. states and provinces. You can get them in either order, by abbreviation or by their name. It's a good thing to have under glass. I'm going to make sure I print some for the multi. We do that every time. And frequently, there's a panic, and that piece of paper solves the panic. So I highly recommend it, having it on hand. N7IVV, nice to hear you check in, Brad.
Didn't hear the beat there. Yeah, thanks for doing the net tonight, John. This is N7IVV. Wasn't feeling well earlier, and so I'm glad you were able to step in for me. Allergies have been picking up on me the last few years in the spring. I don't know. My wife was telling me that the tree pollen count was considered high today at 163 grains per cubic meter. And I thought, oh, my stars, that's enough to trigger an allergy problem. Well, anyway, I've been kind of on and off again, on again and off again with HF for Saturday mobile. Turns out I have some sort of a strange problem with a screwdriver antenna I've been playing with, and for some weird reason, after swapping pieces out and parts and finally just going to the antenna with a, well, anyway, for some reason the antenna stops my radio from putting out any more than 10 watts, and it's the only component in the chain that that finally does that. So very strange. So anyway, I broke out my old very old Hustler, I don't want to call it a whip, but antenna with some resonators for 2015 and 10, and I'll throw my LDG tuner back in line because it works pretty well. And of course, I was missing a nut or two to be able to put everything together. It's got a tri-top hat so I can put all three resonators on at the same time. So I got to make a trip to Lowe's tomorrow and get. Of course, I've got 3/8-inch bolts, but they're all coarse thread, not even fine thread. Seems like you always need one thing more than you plan, than you need, than you have, sorry. So anyway, it sounds like I will have a co-pilot myself. My wife is going to travel along with me. I will do a kind of an abbreviated mobile run. Her arm is still in a sling. She had shoulder surgery, so she'll be kind of limited. But it'd be really nice to have somebody else run the computer while I make the contacts. Maybe I'll put her on the radio, too, and get some extra ones because everybody likes the YL voices. Anyway, thank you again, John, very much for doing the net. I really appreciate you stepping in for me, even though I'm here. It's much easier to not have to actually run the net feeling the way I do. Back to you. N7IVV, back to net.
I'm Brad. Managed to get this Zoiper app working rather well here, so thanks to Andy for getting me hooked on that some number of years ago when we first got the repeater going like we did. Excuse me. K1HTV, hey, please give us a comment.
Hey, John, KX Pro in the net, K1HTV. First of all, I apologize for coming in late, so I missed the any announcements you may have made. I heard you mentioned, or KX4KU mentioned Karen, W4KRN. Did her mother pass away, or was he referring to KI4BAB's mother, Judith? If so, if it was Judith, did you make mention of the time and the date for the memorial service, John? Over.
Yes, indeed. Karen did come on the she was the first check-in, actually, and she gave us all the details. It's Sunday, 2 p.m. visitation, and then 3 p.m. for the service up at Marshall Baptist Church. And, yeah, I hard to say enough about the Beavers family. They've been a real friend to Farah in the past in a big, big way. And you know, they were the field day food people. And Tom used to be the secretary and hauling out the great big bulletin board, which thankfully we don't have anymore. He donated some equipment to the club, that screwdriver that Brad was mentioning. That's part of that collection. And used, the point being, he gave it to get people that are furthered in amateur radio. Anyway, good people, and I think I will take a break from VAQP and go on up there on Sunday. Go back to you, Rich, so you can finish up.
Thank you, John. KX4, OK1HTV. And again, I passed along my condolences the other day to Karen. I also will be breaking away from the VQP to attend the visitation and the memorial service. I also will probably go down to pick up Robert, K4GBH, who's very close to Karen, and we'll go up to up there. I'm not sure if he's going to be down at Banco, his father's place, or in Riva, which is a little bit closer, but still a good drive. But so I will not be putting in a full effort for the BQP this year because of that. So anyway, I'll do my best. I've been trying to get the digital mode FT8 working, and no way can I get it going without causing lots of complications. So I think I'm going to give up on trying to run FT8. I almost need a separate computer and a separate radio tied to, since you can't share the same COM port between the radio and WSJTX and N1MM. So I think I'll probably just end up doing CW and sideband. Everything else seems to be working. You got all the antennas working, all the switching working. RF's putting out. The antenna tuner is now working again on the radio, which it hadn't done for a while. So I'll do the best I can, putting in a good score. Back to you, John. KX4KU. Yeah, sir. KX4O from K1HTV.
Thank you, Rich. Yeah, well, you know, VAQP is a collective effort, and everyone does various things. I think that's one of the most remarkable things is, even though butt and chair is your motto, everyone can kind of blend it in with what they can provide time-wise, and it's still a great fun activity. So, yeah. K1RA, Andy, hey there. Please give us a comment.
Good evening, John, and everyone on the net. Sorry to check in late, but, getting ready for the upcoming weekend. Spent a day over on in Terry's driveway working on the van. Things are coming together. We'll be one of several stations entering the new multi-op. Justin is sponsoring a new plaque this year. It's the multi-operator, multi-transmitter mobile, the MMM plaque. So looking forward to competing in that new category. We'll be running two HF stations and a VHF FM station. So hope to talk to everybody on the bands. hoping for good weather. We'll be starting down in the Staunton area, getting on the southern end of Skyline Drive and working our way north, ending up on Mount Weather. We make it all the way. That will cover 14 counties on Saturday. And then do another 14 counties potentially on Sunday, starting at Fauquier, Prince William, up on Bull Run Mountain, and working east towards Arlington, Alexandria, and south towards Fredericksburg and Culpeper, ending up at my place, Fauquier, on Sunday night. So good luck to everyone. Be safe. Hope we work you many times on the band. We'll be on phone, CW, and FM, maybe some digital if things get slow, but I'm sure we'll be busy with the driving, watching all the twists and turns on the roads. So, John, back to you. K1RA.
Thank you, Andy. N1BAT. Oh, no comment on that gentleman, so thanks for checking in. Any other check-ins tonight?
X4K, you recap.
N7IBB.
Okay, I got Kevin and Brad. Go ahead, Kevin.
KX4O, KX4T, you in the net. My apologies for getting the Karens mixed up. It doesn't make anything different, but just a mental switcheroo there. So just wanted to apologize. KX4O, KX4T, you back in the net.
Hey, Kevin, no problem. I'm sure N7IVV, go ahead.
Okay, thanks, thanks, Sean. Again, condolences to Karen and family. Also, just one little quick thing for Andy. I hear you missed corned beef and cabbage on Sunday, and I'm wondering, you know, if you're on a regular diet, well, that's what we're having tomorrow night, so you're welcome to come over for dinner. Hi. Of course, you are welcome if you want to. Anyway, with that, back to Matt, N7IBB.
One last call for any check-ins or rechecks before I have a final comment. So I'm looking at the operator plans text file that I created, and boy, we got a good collection so far. There's a lot of people who are doing two operations, like a fixed and a mobile. That's great. Often we do mobiles when we're running to the grocery store, or people have a more concerted effort. Whatever. Bring a little pad of paper with you when you go out for goodies and make some noise on 2 meters and 440. All those help out greatly, and yeah. So let's see here. We got at least four multi-multis. And it's damn, I mean, two of them were mobiles. But I know that Mike into NAR is having this thing at his place, and I don't know if that's for everyone or anything, but that's great. A couple operators. So anyway, I'll send out plans on the reflector. Anybody who's not on the reflector, it's now's a good time to get on it because that's where we do all of our sharing of information. But with that, let me check a net log here. I haven't done this in a great while. So this is KX4O for the Farronet. Thanks, everyone, for joining us tonight. We'll be thinking about you, Karen, and hopefully see you Sunday. If you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website at w4va.org or send an email to Farranet, FARANET, at w4va.org. And that's it. This is KX4O closing the Farranet and returning the repeater to normal use. Thanks and good evening, 73. Thank you, Brad. KX4O.
Kilo, Oscar, 4, Whiskey, Yankee, X-ray, disconnected. Node, KX, 4, O, disconnected.